The past. A wonderful source of good experiences is the treasure chest of the past. If I'm challenged by a situation, sometimes I'll remember pulling through an overhang when rock climbing. Fact, while getting a sense in my body of that determination and power. Feeling. Or maybe there's been a setback in my work, so I'll bring to mind some past successes. If someone is critical, after trying to sort through what happened and what I can learn, I might muse about a good time with a friend and feel cared about and valued. Sometimes your past experiences will blend together. Over many years, I've been to hundreds of beaches, and now there is a distilled sense of vastness and exhilaration when I think about times I've been at the seashore. Or you might have a vague recollection of a period in your life that you could draw upon. For instance, knowing that you got through a financial crisis could evoke a positive sense of endurance and being an honorable person. In fact, you don't need any clear memories at all. You could use photos from places you don't recall or stories from when you were little to imagine good feelings you must have had. I know for a fact that I was really wanted and loved as a baby, the first born in my family after my mother had a couple of miscarriages, and I've imagined what it must have felt like to be so cuddled with love by my mom and dad. When you reflect on the past, there may be a bittersweet sense of the passing of good things, and that's all right. Try not to let your attention get caught up in regret or loss. You honor what was once sweet when you taste it again today. The future. The future is another kind of treasure chest that's full of potential good experiences, whether it's looking forward to getting out of a tight pair of shoes after work or daydreaming about a vacation next summer. This mental time travel draws on midline networks in the cortex that were an important evolutionary development, enabling our ancestors to plan more effectively. Take a moment to imagine something good that will happen later today, and then let this become a pleasant feeling for you. Imagine a good experience you might have in the future if you were to speak or act differently in a difficult relationship. Or imagine the benefits down the road from making a change in your life that you've been considering, such as getting a different job or meditating regularly. Sharing good with others. Studies show that talking about good things with others intensifies the experience. Humans are the most social animals on the planet, so we have highly developed neural networks for empathy, the ability to tune into others. When two or more people have a shared positive experience, the good feelings in these empathy networks bounce back and forth in a chain reaction. As John Milton wrote in Paradise Lost, "Good, the more communicated, more abundant grows." You can reminisce about the past with someone, perhaps a fun time or a challenge you got through together. You can also celebrate the present, such as murmuring, "This is nice," to your mate when watching your kids in a play, sharing a happy glance as you enjoy a sunset, or smiling in pleasure at each other as you dive into a scrumptious dessert. And you can happily plan for a nice future, from what to do this Saturday night to where to live after you retire. Finding the good in the bad. In 2011, a routine mole check revealed a malignant melanoma on my right ear. My brother-in-law had recently died from skin cancer. While the top of my mind was solving problems like where to go for treatment, a deeper layer felt like a little animal curled up and shaking. I was on pins and needles for 10 days before the cancer was removed and tests showed that it hadn't spread. Nonetheless, I'm at heightened risk for a recurrence. I could interpret all this in a glum, negative way. "Sunscreen is such a hassle. Will it even help? I hate having cancer hanging over my head." But I don't. Instead, mostly I feel glad that this happened. It's made me more compassionate for people with an illness and given me more appreciation for life since I'm still here to enjoy it. Your perspective on the facts, the context in which you place them, and the meaning you give them really shapes your experience of them. In particular, finding positive meaning in negative events which is called reframing, is helpful for coping and recovery. This is not to suggest that a tough experience is any less painful or that it is all right for people to mistreat you. My point is that even a horrible event or situation may have some opportunities in it for a positive experience. Consider past hardships. Did these make you stronger in any way? What lessons did you learn from them? What about losses? Have these helped you appreciate what you still have? Consider a current challenge and ask yourself, has this made me realize I need to change my course in some way? Reflect on what you have learned about taking care of yourself from people who mistreated you. Or suppose you are in the middle of a major transition. What might you gain in this new chapter of your life? One woman found something peaceful in the passing of her father. My dad was a U.S. Marine in World War II who drew his last breath on a sunny Memorial Day. We heard the loud noise of fighter jets flying overhead at the exact moment he died. The bedroom was quiet after the flyby. I was filled with sorrow and didn't know if I could take losing my father, but at the same time, I was awed by the love, peace, and calm that filled the room after he passed. I bathed myself in it. It felt as if time stood still. It was a very intense moment. That experience gave me a sense memory that carried me through the whole experience of losing my beloved father, and it carries me to this day still. Any time that I now feel lost or stressed, I remember those moments of intense calm and bathe in them again.